There once was a king with a very big nose. He also had 10 very long smelly toes. His breath was disgusting 'cause he loved to eat soot. And he wondered all day, "Dear me, how long is my foot?" He knew from his nose to the tip of his hand was a distance that any fool would understand. So he measured it gleefully with the help of his guard, who nodded and smiled.
"Why, sir, it's a yard. It's a yard. Yes, a yard. It's so easy to see. And your foot is a foot. I'm sure you'll agree."
But the children all laughed.
"What a ridiculous thing!"
"That measurements depend on the size of our king."
"This system of measure is just not very rational. We need a more accurate système international that doesn't depend on our reigning king's size. Because if you think about it, that's not very wise."
So they asked two astronomers to take a long stroll and measure the distance twixt equator and north pole.
"The answer," they claimed, "couldn't be any sweeter. We'll call 1/10,000,000th this distance 1 meter.
The kids were delighted.
"Get some platinum quick. We'll need it to make a platinum meter stick.
And go tell the king to fetch his best robe. There's an important announcement to make to the globe.
Ladies and gentlemen, and children afar, I have some great news that might sound bizarre. I've decided SI units are more accurate things than measurements based on the size of the king. A new system's in place that couldn't be neater. The unit of length, from now on, is a meter. And the clock that tells time and hangs on your wall will measure time in seconds, 'cause they're nice and small. Electrical current will be measured in amps, and candela will measure the brightness from lamps. And in order to measure the mass of a man, we'll all use a unit called the kilogram. The amount of substance that you see in a bowl can be understood well if we use the mole. And temperature, according to my dear friend Melvin, can be accurately determined if we measure in Kelvin. So forget about pounds, yards, gallons, and feet. Let's switch to SI units because they're really a treat. Amps, Kelvin, moles, meters, and of course, kilograms, candela, and seconds will now be on your exams."